We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 42 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Uniquely Unusual Meditation Strategies. I've personally struggled with consistently meditating over the past 7 or 8 years. I really got into meditation during my sophomore year of college, where meditation was my required one-credit physical education class. When I had an organized class every week, the structure really helped me remain persistent in my meditation practice. I generally would walk out of meditation with a cleared, quiet mind, and I felt relaxed physically. Meditation is an amazing tool that can be used anywhere, at any time, by anyone. Meditation is not a one-size-fits-all practice, though. There is a huge variety in terms of different meditation techniques that each offer their own unique path to inner peace and relaxation. Meditation is not a practice reserved for hippie, carpe diem, wannabe Zen masters. It's for everyone. Like many of the concepts we explore in the Motivation Movement, meditation, when practiced consistently, has legitimate health advantages such as reduced anxiety and sensitivity to pain, boosted immune system, and it helps prevent stress. Meditation doesn't have to just be deep breathing while sitting down on a fluffy cushion with your legs crossed and eyes closed. Today's quote is from Andy Puddicombe, a Buddhist monk turned entrepreneur who's the co-founder of Headspace, which is an online platform that allows people to learn about and experience the benefits of meditation. There is no good or bad meditation. There is simply awareness or non-awareness. To begin with, we get distracted a lot. Over time, we get distracted less. Be gentle with your approach, be patient with the mind, and be kind to yourself along the way. Clarity dictates our perspective, and our perspective dictates our experience. Get more clarity in your life. So, the goal of today's podcast episode is to help you find a meditation strategy, a method that works for you and helps you gain even a little bit of clarity and focus in your life. We're going to go over a few different techniques here, beginning with gazing meditation. This type of meditation is the practice of staring at a physical object to focus inwards. My first experience with gazing meditation utilized a small candle. It was placed about 3 to 6 feet in front of me. I stared at the flame for a few minutes, focusing only on the flame, and then eventually closed my eyes, and I was still able to envision the flame in my mind, and it was helpful to convince myself that any distractions that I could have let into my bubble could potentially put out the fire, and we didn't want that to happen. It was like a sublime experience to only focus on that internal flame, the balance of it, especially in a world where there are a million different outlets battling for our attention at any given moment. So this next technique is also very interesting to me and explains why I've seen so many stacks of neatly organized rocks at the beaches out east on Long Island. Kern building is the balancing of stones, an old Zen technique of examining the mind. Flat-shaped stones work best for this exercise, where you start with the largest ones on the bottom and build your way up, slowly and mindfully breathing throughout the process. The key element of this meditation is mindfulness for two reasons. Number one, so that you are present in the moment and careful of the specific structure you're building with the rocks, but also number two, which is the broader, higher level, almost universal mindfulness of the interconnectedness of your structure within the whole environment or the whole ecosystem. The third and final meditation technique I'd like to talk about today is labyrinth tracing, which I found pretty cool and I have not yet to try. Assuming you don't have a real labyrinth nearby to go walking through, this will be completed with your finger. The finger labyrinth is similar to a full-size labyrinth you would walk through, except it is on a much smaller, much more personal scale. So Google finger labyrinth, print one out. Before beginning the labyrinth, you need to meditate or think on a question or an issue that is on your mind. You need to do this with intention. And then leaning on a bit of hand-eye coordination, this meditation technique is great for folks who have trouble staying in one spot for too long or not fidgeting when attempting to meditate. My final thought for today, in conclusion, is that the most important thing to remember is there's no right, there's no wrong way to meditate. As you enter a meditation, just be yourself. Open your mind and your heart to receive the richness that may come from meditation. Expectations often get in the way of one's experience. It's happened to me personally. Don't attempt to control your meditation. Let go of all the preconceived notions as to what it is supposed to be, what's supposed to happen when you meditate. These preconceived notions could get in the way of your experience, and it's important to remember your experience will be different from the experience of others. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the Motivation Movement on social media. Tag at MRudo, and don't forget to visit my new website, mrudo.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not very sensitive. I can take it, and I very much appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Tune in for new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.